Now, over the few weeks, you've heard us talking a little bit about the work of street pastors in Nottingham. But now Christians have started walking the streets of Beeston, hoping to make it a safer place at night. They wear high-vis jackets and they set out for the first time on Friday and Saturday evenings as street angels. The project's being supported by both the Mayor of Broxtowe and the police. Fresh from a night out, I'm joined on the phone by Pat Lally, who's the Broxtowe Mayor, and Nigel Adams, who's the Director of Hope Nottingham. Good morning, Nigel.
Morning.
What was it like then? How was it Friday night?
It was really good. It was quite entertaining, really. We just got out there, met lots of people in the streets, went in and out the pubs. We got a really warm response from everybody that we went out to see.
We know what Nottingham's like. It's all over the national television sometimes, isn't it? Beeston's not quite the same, though,
is it? It's quite funny. We had Roy Crown with us, who's the National Director of Hope Together, and we got out into Beeston Square, and he looked at me and he said, "It's quiet, isn't it?" And it is quite quiet.
So they don't need you, do they?
You might think not, but we're doing a different kind of job from the city centre, really. Part of what we're dealing with is the fact that Beeston is a really good place to go out at night. It is quite quiet. It's actually quite safe. But the perception is that it's not that safe. It actually often gets associated with some of the stuff that goes on in Nottingham. So there's a perception that it's a risky place to go to. But what we're helping people with is realise it's a really good, safe place to go to. And we're there to help them.
As I say, the Mayor, Pat Lally, is getting behind this. And you and the Mayoress are committed to going out on a regular basis, aren't you?
That's right, yes. The Mayor's part of the team to go with us.
Yeah. He's on the phone now. Hello. Hello, Pat.
Good morning. Are you all right?
Hello, yeah. So you've committed to going out with them?
Well, I always like going out.
But wearing a high-vis jacket and all of that is a bit different, isn't it?
It's nice to be noticed, isn't it?
Yeah. What was it like on Friday?
It was a step into the dark for me, really. No pun intended there, but we went round. We met lots of very nice people and had a good chat with them. It was always almost like joining in with their night out. It was very pleasant, really.
Yeah. Nigel, I think some people are a bit concerned though about these projects, street angels, street pastors. That it's all very well, but these poor people who are drunk and out the street might get, you know, bashed over the head with a Bible and, you know, evangelised, and before they know it, you know, the word of God's out there.
It's not about that, really. I mean, apart from anything else, it's not a very sensible time to choose to try and preach to somebody when they've had a few to drink, really. You're wasting your breath, apart from anything else. It's really just about helping build community. It's about showing compassion where it's needed, really. Sometimes people do get out late at night, and you know what it's like sometimes when you've had, perhaps you don't personally, but if you had
a long time ago,
you know, if you had one too many to drink, as it were, people can get emotional sometimes and that sort of thing. And just having somebody there to look after them, that's part of what it's about, really.
It's not about converting people.
It's not about converting people on the streets, no.
Well, I wish you well with it.
Oh,
do let us
much.
Know. Let us know how it all gets on.
Certainly will. Okay.
Nigel Adams and also the Mayor of Broxtowe, thank you for joining us on BBC Radio Nottingham this Sunday morning. It's the 13th of March, the time's 8:30 now, and the latest news headlines from Kevin Stanley.
The authorities in Japan have warned of a possible nuclear meltdown in a second reactor at a power station.